Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yemori, of David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef, and for a continued foolish time of David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubis, daf Lamed Zayin, and we left off on the very bottom line of Lavan Vavam Abayz. Says the Gemara, Rami Le Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel asked a contradiction to Rav Yosef. The Sava Rabbi Yehuda b'kedushasa kaima. Did Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a girl in captivity, a shvuya, a girl in captivity, we assume she was not raped? We assume she remains a basula? Is that really true? V'hatani, we learned in a brisa, when it comes to the laws of a convert who sees blood. Now, the very first Mishnah in Nida discusses the following question. If a woman bleeds, she has the menstrual cycle, she bleeds. And so the question is, how far back do we go? Like, you don't assume, let's say she touched Truma, she touched something holy 10 minutes ago, and she just noticed the blood now. So how far back do you go that we consider her to be Tummy? Is it only when she sees the blood? So that's a discussion in the first Mishnah Nida. That's by a Jewish girl. It's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's by a Jewish girl. By a non-Jewish girl, any blood that she sees when she's not Jewish is not metame, because she doesn't have the laws of neither when she's not Jewish, so the blood is not metame. So the question is, how far back do you go when a girl converted? So generally speaking, when it comes to a Jewish girl, so we hold, I think this is Beis Hillel's opinion, basically you go back either 24 hours, what's called meyes leis, 24 hours, or from the last time she checked, whichever is less, right? So if she checked more than 24 hours ago, then we're going to go back 24 hours. If she checked less than 24 hours ago, then we're only going to go back to when she's checked. Now, if she's not Jewish, meaning she converted, if she converted, so then obviously you don't go back longer than she converted. If she converted 10 hours ago, if she last checked herself 15 hours ago, but she converted 10 hours ago, then we're going to go back to when she converted. And if she checked herself 5 hours ago, if she converted 10 hours ago and checked herself 5 hours ago, then you can only going to go back 5 hours to the last time she checked. But anyway, this is the discussion of how far back do we go when she's a non-Jew. So, says the Brisa, Hagiorish in the sky of Veras Adam, if you have a girl who converted and then she sees blood, Rabbi Hudomer Daya Shaita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't go retroactive at all. Once you don't go retroactive all the way because she's not Jewish, she wasn't Jewish, so then you also don't go retroactive at all. We just go from then and onward. You don't go retroactive at all. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Harei kachal anashim, she's like all Jewish women. Umetama meisleis umekida lebekida. And we retroactively, she defiles anything that she touched, either 24 hours, or from the last time she checked, whichever is less. Okay, that's one machlokas, that's not relevant to our Gemara. Good morning, Reb Mordechai Tzvika, Eitan Naftali Meir, Dr. Joe, Rocky. Dr. Joe, who do we got there? What do we got there? Grandchild? What do we got over there, Dr. Joe? Okay, good morning. Okay. Nechemya Noach. Okay, good morning, Nechemya Noach. Shlomo David. Chana Cherech, and Rocky, and Yosef. Great to see everybody. So that's one halacha. But now here's the halacha that's relevant to us. Utsricha lahamdin shlosha chadashim. When a girl converts, she can't remarry for 3 months. Because we're afraid maybe she had relations with some guy when she's not Jewish. And when she's not Jewish, we assume that women have relations with people freely. And now we're not going to know who the father is if she gets married within 3 months. So that's the Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, so you see, Rabbi Yehuda is worried that a non-Jewish girl just had relations. So the Gemara assumes the same thing should be true by Yeshvuya. Kal v'chomer by Yeshvuya when she has no say in the matter. But here, what's the Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi mata le'aris le'nasim yad. Rabbi Yossi says no, she can get married right away. We'll see later on in the Gemara what the logic of this machlokas is. But at any rate, you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds that a guy, we suspect a guy of having relations. Kal v'chomer, a girl taken captive, no? Again, the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Omar lei, gioras ashruya karamis. You're asking a question from a girl converted to a girl who was taken captive? How could you compare them? Gioras lo minter anavsha. A girl who's going to convert, before she knows she's a convert, she's not going to watch herself who she has relations with. She's not going to watch herself. But shvuya minter anavsha. A shvuya, first of all, she's a Jewish girl. She's going to watch herself. Shvuya minter anavsha. She's going to watch herself. She's going to make herself ugly. She's going to make sure that no one has relations with her. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So don't bring me a raya from a Gior. It's a totally separate case. Says the Gemara, but we have a contradiction from Shvuya against Shvuya. The Rami Shvuya Shvuya, the Sanya. Because in this price, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda held that in our Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Yehuda held that a Shvuya does not get Knas. I'm sorry. That a Shvuya does get Knas because we assume she watches herself. Rabbi Yehuda says, a Shvuya, who's redeemed, if she's 10 years old and she's redeemed, she's got to wait 3 months. Why? I thought you told me, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not worried that she had relations. Here you see, we are worried that she has relations. Kamenetsky, don't get so excited. You got to save your voice. Anyway, Tzrichas Lahamtin Shlosha Chadashim to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Matidas and Asimiyad. So who asked? Rav Papa had asked this question to Rav Yosef, who is Mordechai's hero in Shas. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel had asked this question to Rav Yosef. Now listen to the way you hear her responded here. Ishtik. Rav Yosef was quiet. This was like a powerful question. He didn't know how to answer this question. It was such an open contradiction that in one place, our mission when it comes to Knas, so Rabbi Yehuda says that she gets Knas because we assume she was not raped. And yet when it comes to getting remarried, she's got to wait 3 months because there we assume she was raped. Which one is it? Do we assume she was or do we assume she wasn't? Ishtik, Rabbi Yosef was quiet. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef asked Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, "Mi di shmielach baha?" I mean, you're asking me such a good kasha. If you're asking the kasha, it must be that you asked somebody the kasha. Have you ever heard anybody give an answer to this kasha? Amalei hachim Rav Sheshes shira'u shenivala. Ah, that's the difference. Rav Sheshes says that this brisa that said that she has to wait 3 months, it's when there are edim that saw that she was raped. What? Eidim said, what's the logic of Rav Yossi who says that she can get remarried right away? Says the Gemara, Yehachi my time with Rav Yossi. Amarava, because of Rav Yossi, Isha Mazana, Meshamesh, is Bemok Shalotu Saber. Rav Yossi holds, even Goyim, any woman who's just committing Znus, she's going to use birth control. A Moch. She's going to be Meshamesh with a Moch. An IUD. An intraurinary device. She's going to use like a diaphragm or something like that. A moch is a sponge. It's a very crude type of birth control tool. She's mizana. She doesn't want to get pregnant. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to wait 3 months. Because we assume she ain't getting pregnant from that. Ah. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Giyores came to Daita Ligiri Minter Anavsha. I understand why a convert is going to use birth control because she knows she wants to convert. Because she knows she wants to convert and then she doesn't want to confuse who the father is. A convert, a captive, I also understand why she would use birth control. Because maybe she's going to get sold amongst Jews and people are going to want to know who the father of the child is. Similarly, a maidservant, she heard that her master is going to free her, so she's going to be careful to use birth control. What about a girl who leaves because the adon smacked her in the face and knocked out her eye or knocked out her tooth? Yotze b'shein v'ayin. She didn't have any warning that she was going to leave. So why would she watch herself? And yet the Braisa said, any shifcha who was freed, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't have to wait 3 months. Get married right away. What do you mean? She didn't use any protection. She didn't have relations with a moch. Elo Yotze b'shein v'ayin, Michael and Meimar. Says the Gemara, V'chitema kol memeila lo amar Rabbi Yossi. And if you'll tell me really, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say his opinion by a girl who just went out because of shein v'ayin, v'harei anusa umafuta dimemeila, a case of rape, the woman didn't know, and tanya anusa umafuta zikam d'shol chadash nev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're raped, you gotta wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi matilos nasimiyan. Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to get married right after being raped. How could you get married right after being raped? Who knows who the father is? Maybe the father's the rapist. Maybe the father's the new guy. Answers the Gemara. El Amar Rabba. The Gemara says a similar answer to the other answer, but this answer will answer all the kashas. El Amar Rabba. Therefore, Rabba said, Kasav Rabbi Yossi. No, not that a girl's going to have relations with a moch, with an IUD, with a sponge. No. Even better birth control. Well, actually, much worse birth control, but it works even for rape and even for Yotze b'shein v'ayin. What's that? So Rabbi Yossi isha mezanim is hapechas, that when a woman has znus, when a woman has marital relations with a man who's not her husband, she turns herself over so the seed should not go all the way in. Now, again, I don't know if I even want the doctors really to comment on whether or not this is a biologically safe version of birth control. I mean, when I say safe, I mean, does this really accomplish birth control? But she somehow turns herself over, and therefore the force of gravity pulls the seed back out from the woman. Sounds wild to me, but you'll see in a second. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you'll see, look at the next line. It says the Gemara, V'idach, what is Rabbi Yehuda? He says you got to wait 3 months. Why? He says, yeah, I know the girl's going to turn herself over, but it might not necessarily work so well to turn yourself over like that. Yeah, I would think that that's a good svara. V'idach, chayshin Hashem lo nefcha yafa yafa. Maybe she didn't like pour all the stuff out of her. Yeah, this is not for the faint of heart over here, this blot. But anyway, maybe she didn't turn herself over well enough, so maybe she's going to get pregnant, so that's why she's got to wait 3 months. Okay, here we go. Now, the rest of today's daf is going to discuss two things. What's the source of Kamalei B'Drabmine? Now, we already had a source. Shedemar v'loy yasal no shi'anesh. Right? Pasuk Pashas Mishpatim. Two men are fighting, and they knock out the fetuses of a woman standing by on the side. If the girl dies, so the guy's chayv misa, so he doesn't pay for the fetuses. If the girl doesn't die, the guy's not chayv misa, he has to pay for the fetuses. So that's what we learn, kamli b'drabmine. So the rest of today's daf is going to be other possible sources for kamli b'drabmine and sources for the din. How do you know you can't pay your way out of a chayv misa? A little bit of a funny habit. You know, I don't know why I would have thought that you could pay your way out of a chayv misa. But maybe if you agree to pay, you can get out of a chiyuv misa. That's going to be like the second half of today's daf. Let's take it away. Says the Gemara. V'hameh hachanafka? Is the din of kamalei b'drabmine learned out from v'lo yi'ason anoshi anesh? Mehasam nafka? We learned it from somewhere else. It says in Parshas, maybe re'eh or shoftim. I think it's shoftim. Shoftim. Kidei rishaso. You can only get punished for one Risha. Misa, not Mammon. Answers the Gemara. So why do you need lo yasal no shenesh? You have kidei Risha, so you only get paid for one. You only have to pay one punishment. Answers the Gemara. Chada b'misa b'mammon, chada b'malkas b'mammon. The first pasuk of lo yasal no shenesh, that's talking about death with money. Kidei Risha, so is talking about malkus with money. Utsricha, and we need both cases. The Ashmina Misa Mammon, Mishum Dika Ibud Neshama, yeah, that's a pretty serious punishment. You get death. So I get how if you get death, you don't have to pay money. Abul Malkus Umamon. But Malkus with money? That's not such a severe punishment. Dileka Ibud Neshama, no one's dying. Aim a low. Maybe you got to do both. V'yashmin Malkus Umamon, Mishum Dolo Chamer Yisure. Malkus is not such a severe Isser. So therefore, since it's not such a severe Isser, we're not going to throw the book at you. It's enough that you just get the lashes. Avol misu mamon duchamri yisurei. But a chi of misa, which is a much more severe Isser, maybe we'll throw the book at him. Make him pay the money and make his estate pay the, make him pay, make him die and make his estate pay the money. Avol misu mamon duchamri yisurei. Aim alo. Maybe you're not exempt. Maybe you got to pay the money. Tzricha, that's why I need both psukim. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Meir, do Amar Loke Umishalem. Wait, but we learned a couple of blot ago, the Rabbi Meir holds that if you have Mammon and Malkus, you actually get both. So Kedei Rishasa is not coming to teach me Malkus and Mammon. So Kedei Rishasa is now extra. Tarte Lamali, why don't I need two psukim? Answer the Gemara. Chada b'miso Mammon, that's lo yesa roshinish, that's miso Mammon. V'chada b'misa u'malkus. And Kedei Rishasa is death with Malkus. So you have one pasuk that's death with money and one pasuk that's death with Malkus, that you don't get both. You only get the death, you don't get the Malkus. U'tzricha. And we need both of them. Why? D'yashmin and misa u'mamon. If we would have only had the pasuk misa u'mamon, mishum d'chada b'gufi v'chada b'mamon lo avdina. One punishment is on your body, that's the death, and one punishment that's on your money. So we don't give two punishments, one on the body and one on the money. One on the body and one on the money. Avol b'miso malkus, but mis and malkus, that they're both on the body. I don't know, I would have thought that's a reason to not do both of them, but the Gemara says, avol b'miso malkus, that the Gemara is going to flip it around in a minute. Avol b'miso malkus, the edv the begufe, since both penalties, both punishments are on the body, Ema Misa Richtihi Venebebe. Let's say that the lashes and the death are like one long death. So let's do both. Let's play two. Let's do both. V'iashminan Miso Malkus. And if it would have only told me, Kamali B'drabmine. By Miso Malkus, Tati Begufe Lovdin. Yeah, that's what I would have said. You don't give two punishments on the body. Avol Miso Mamon, Dechad Begufe, Chad Mamoni. But Misa and Mamon, where one punishment is on the body and one is on the money, you might think they get both punishments. Sricha. We need both cases. Ah. Okay, fine. So now we proved why we have two psukim that teach me the din of kam le bidirab mine. But now, the Gemara wants to know, v'lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach kimos yumas lamali. What does that pasuk teach me? Lo sikhu kofer Lenefesh Rotzeach. Don't take money from a Rotzeach. Like at first the Gemara thinks, oh, that's Kamali B'drabani all over again. Don't take money from Rotzeach, you're going to kill him. No. Lamali, what do you need that pasuk for? Says the Gemara, no, that's coming to teach you a totally different halacha. What halacha is that? Don't take money from him to exempt him from his chi of Misa. We're going to see in a little bit like why the Gemara Bechlal thought that was possible. Like, why is the Gemara thinking you could just like pay your way out of your, you could just like bribe the judges and pay your way out of a death sentence? What's going on over here? Let's see. But the Gemara said that's what the pasuk means. Lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach, kimos yumas. Don't take a monetary payment from a guy who killed, because he's got to be killed. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, but I have another pasuk. Lo sikhu kofer lo nus alir miklato lamali. But there's another pasuk that says, don't take money for a guy who's chayev to go to an ir miklat for killing mishoge. Says the Gemara, darmachmana lo sikhu mamon mev tifter min galus. Utrei kroy lamali. Says the Gemara, chad bishoge, chad bimazid. Utsricha, we need both. Diashmin and mazid, mishum dechamri yisuri. That's a very, very severe isser. Mazid. So you can't pay your way out of it. Avol bishoge, the lo chamri yisuri. But just go in a galus, which is not such a severe isser. Aim alo. Maybe you could pay your way out of it. V'yashminan shogeg mishum deleka ibn neshama. You're not dying. Since it's not such a severe issa, there's no death. So therefore, So therefore, we're not going to be lenient, and therefore, we're not going to allow you to pay your way out of it. Aval mezid, think of a neshama. But mezid, a person's going to die. Maybe you would think that you're allowed to pay your way out of it so that to save the guy from dying. To save the guy from galus. So that's not such a big deal. But to save the guy from death, maybe we'll allow him to pay. Aval bemezid gibe neshama emelo tzricha. That's why I need both psukim. V'lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. You're not allowed to pay your way out of the chiv misa. V'lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. You're not allowed to pay money to get you out of galus. Says the Gemara, wait, but I have another pasuk, a third pasuk. V'la'aretz lo yichupar bohem. V'la'aretz lo yichupar la'adam eshashubach wakim v'dam shofecho. If someone spills blood, the only way he's going to get atonement is if he himself is killed. Sounds like the same thing. You're not chayv, that you can't pay your way out of it. Lamali, why not that pasuk answer? The Gemara, no, that we need for a total side halacha. We need that for the following halacha. Do we remember the halacha of Egla Arufa? What's the halacha of Egla Arufa? You find a dead body in between two cities. We don't know who killed him. We don't know who killed him. So what's the halacha? The Torah says, whichever city the dead body is closer to, the elders of that city, they get a calf and they bring it down to Nachal Esan and they chop its head off and they say, we didn't kill this guy. This Egla Arufa ceremony should atone for whoever killed him. So what happens if they find the killer after they decapitated the Egel? They find the killer. So you might have thought, ball game over. The Yankees win. Ball game over. Forget it. It's over. Ball game's over. We already did the Egla Arufa. There's no reason to convict the killer. Says the Gemara, no, we don't say that. Minayim shenis arfa eglav achkach nimtza ha-horig. Minayim shen pochen oso. How do you know we don't exempt him? We kill the guy anyway. Shneimar v'loretz lo yuchum ha-ladam shushbach bo kiyim adam shofcho. No, the Egla Arufa ceremony does not get you kapara. You got to kill the guy. But now we have another pasuk. The next pasuk. V'atot tevara adam anokim yukabecha. Get rid of all the clean blood from amongst you. Meaning, on the killer who spilled the clean blood, lamali. Answer the Gemara, we need this for something else. This pasuk lumps together all the people who kill. How do we know that anyone who gets the death penalty of Bezdin, of Saif, death by the sword, how do you know it's the neck? Maybe you stick a sword in his heart. Sorry to ruin your breakfast. But how do you know that you kill him in the neck. We compare all the killers to the case of Egla Arufa. Just like Egla Arufa Malam and Atzavar, it's beferish in the Torah that we decapitate him from his neck. So too, anybody who kills, who's Chayev Saif, he gets death by the sword from the neck. Wait, but the Egla Arufa, We don't use a knife. We use a cleaver, and we don't do it on the front of the neck. You do it on the back of the neck. Wow. Interesting. Even a guy who's a Russia, who's chayv misa, he killed somebody. He committed one of the worst avers you could do, but we say v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. We're going to kill him, but we want to kill him in a nice way. So we don't use like an axe, because he's not going to die that quickly. We use a sword, and we want to kill him from the front of the neck, because the front of the neck, that's where the siman, why he's going to die quickly. It's a better death. If you kill him from the back of the neck, it's going to be much more painful. It's going to take a much longer time. So therefore, we don't. That's why we don't go all the way. So interesting where the Gemara uses v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, right? Bror lo misa yafe. When we're killing a guy, kill him in a nice way. Yeah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. You should kill him the way you would want to be killed. you'd want to be killed quickly, as quickly and as painlessly as possible. So v'haftal recha kamocha bror lo misa yafa.
Rabbeinu, it reminds you of Hillel, Sani Lach.
Right. Whatever you would hate, don't do to your friend. Desani Lach lechavrach lo saved. Yeah. But now the Gemara says we have another pasuk. What kol chirem asher yocharem min adam lo yipada. Kol chirem asher yocharem min adam lo yipada. Lamali. So at first the Gemara thinks that this pasuk is referring to a person who's in chirem. Rabbi Schechter likes to say that a chirem is the letters of Resh Mem Ches, because when you put somebody in chirem, you're hoping that he dies.
Whoa.
Put a guy in chirem because you want the curse to go into his Resh Mem Ches Evarim, his 248 Evarim. So the word chirem is the same letters as Ramach. But anyway, kol chirem asher yocharem min adam. A guy who's chayv misa, lo yipadeh, can't redeem himself. Oh, we just said that lo sikha kovel and never rotech. It's the same thing. So what do I need to pass kol chirem asher yocharem min adam lo yipadeh? Now, before we get to the Gemara, there's an interesting Ramban on this pasuk. The Ramban wants to know, well, what's the simple pshat of this pasuk? What's the Gemara says a funny pshat in this pasuk, that a guy who's chayv misa can't buy his way out. And therefore the Gemara is asking, you know, why do I need this pasuk? I have it from Lo Sikhu Kofal and Nefesh Rotzeach, Asher Hu Rashal Amus. So what's the simple pshat here? So the Ramban says the simple pshat is, you have to look at the pasuk that comes right before it. That if a person designates his property or his servants as cherem, or a field, so they go to the Kohanim, right? Kol charamim, it goes to the Kohanim. But if a guy is going out to battle, he's in a war, and he says, if I win this war, if Hashem allows me to win this war, whatever booty or spoils or people of this war, I'm going to put in cherem, they're going to be aser bana. So then, everyone has to die. All the people have to die. And the reason is, because he's not intended to give all that to the Kohanim. He just wants all of it to be aser bana. Because he wants to destroy his enemies who want to destroy him. And the Ramban further writes that the Chacham Darshan for this pasuk, that every Melech Yisrael or Sanhedrin Gedola, if they are machrim a city to go fight against it, or they're machrim anything, someone who violates the Cherem is chayiv misa. And the Ritva points out that that's just an asmachta, and the Ramban concludes that this pasuk includes a lot of different Yisurim. Anyway, our Gemara suggests maybe this pasuk means that you can't buy out your chiyuv misa. Answers the Gemara, no, it means something else. Let's say a guy is chayiv misa, Bezdin is taking him out to be killed. So if somebody else says, I want to donate the value of this guy to the Beis HaMikdash, Damav Alai, his value as a slave. What's the halacha? Rabbi, so what do you say? A guy is on his way out to be killed. He's chayiv misa. And a guy says, I want to donate his value, damav alai, damav, that's the language he uses. I want to use his value as a slave, I want to donate that to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's the halacha? How much is he chayav to the Beis HaMikdash? You got it. Ephes, nothing. The guy's not worth anything. He's about to be killed. No one's going to pay a penny for him. But what about if somebody were to say, erko alai, erko alai? That's not the same as dumb of a lie. Erech Olai means the parasha of Erechin in the Torah, or Arachin. If you went to a modern Orthodox school, if you went to yeshiva school, it's Erechin. If you went to a modern Orthodox school, you know how to pronounce things the right way, it's Arachin. Anyway, whatever. But anyway, maybe it's different because it's not based on value. The Torah assigns an objective value. If you're 30 days old until 5 years, this is your value. 5 years old till 30 years old, this is your value. 30 to 50, this is your value. 50, boy and girl, man and woman have different values. So the Torah assigns you values. So maybe even the guy who's on his way out to be killed, maybe the guy's chayev. Oh. So says the Gemara, minayin li yosahog v'amar echad erko olai, minayin shlo omar klom. How do you know that even if he says erko olai, it's meaningless? You don't have to pay anything. Shnei ma kol chem v'she yochem in adam. The guy's in cherem, he's on his way to be killed. Lo yipadeh. He's worthless. You can't redeem him. Yochel af kodesh. You might have thought, even before there's a Gemara din, it's the same halacha time. Lo min ha'adam v'lo kol adam. No. If he hasn't been convicted yet, then he does have value. Oh, who disagrees with this? Says the Gemara, like I said before. Ulu Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya de Omar Nerach. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya argues, he says that really the guy does have value. Mipnesha Damav Kitsuvim, because the Torah gives a set value, whether he's going to be killed or not, the Torah gives him a set value. Hi, Kol Cheir my Avadle. So what do we do? We're back to the same question. What do you do with the positive? Kol Cheir Mashiach Melam Lo Yipadeh. Answer the Gemara in Baalei Chiddusanya. We need it for the following brisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says, Minayin, Lefisha Matzinu L'mumasim Bidei Shamayim. We find that a guy who was killed Bidei Shamayim, right? Rabbi Isai, there is one case where you're allowed to buy yourself out of a Chiyuv Misa. There is one case that you can buy yourself out of a Chiyuv Misa. What's that? Lefisha Matzinu L'mumasim Bidei Shamayim. Let's say your Shor Hamuad kills a person. Your Shor Hamuad, what does the Torah say? You kill the ox, the Gam Ba'alav you must. The owner has to die also. So call Yisakel HaShor, you stone the ox that killed the human being, the Gam Ba'alav you must, and the owner dies also. But then the next pasuk says, Vim Kofer Yishas Alav, V'nosan pidyo nafsho, you're allowed to redeem yourself from the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Ah, says the Gemara, fishim asim masim b'dei shamayim, shenosim b'am neskapelet, shenemayim kofi yushas alav, yochalaf b'dei adam kain. You might have thought even if you chiyuv misa b'dei adam, you could buy your way out of it. Tamalom ha'cherim adon lo yipadeh. Ve'ein li ela misas chamurus lo yinashigas in the kapara. I only know you can't buy yourself out of a chiyuv misa that does not have a carbon chatas b'shogi, but misas kalish nishe gusman kapara minayin. But a lighter misa, where if you did it b'shogi, you get kapara with a carbon chatas. How do you know even that you can't buy yourself out of? Tamad lomar kol cheirim, every chi of misa you can't buy yourself out of it. But again, the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? But we know this for lo memele milo sichel kovar shamis mina lo sichkamoni minay mitifterei. No, but we just said before a few lines ago. We just said. We can learn that out from Lo Sikhu Kofer Lenefesh Rot Seach. Why do I need Kol Cheir Mashiach Min Adam Lo Yipadeh? I just had the pasuk of Lo Sikhu Kofer. Kol Cheir Mlamali. Ami Ram Rechama Itzrich. No, we need both drushes. Sakadat Chamin, I might have thought. Hani Mili, when do we say you can't buy yourself out of it? Hechad Ahargo Derech Aliyah. If you killed the guy with an upswing, which is worse, which you don't even go to Gullus if you did a Bishogi because it's too bad. Shekein lo nidna shegasa l'kapara. If you killed him Bishogi derech aliyah, you don't go to Gullus. Aval hargo derech yirida. But if you killed the guy accidentally as you were lowering your axe, remember the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the second parak of Makos, derech aliyah, you don't go to Gullus. Derech yirida, you go to Gullus. De nidna shegasa l'kapara. So if you kill him Bishogi, you get kapara, meaning you're allowed to, you go to Golos. You might have thought that we take money from him and we can exempt it based on the money. It's extra to teach me that even if you kill Derech Yerida, also you're not exempt from money. So we have one pasuk that exempts you from Misa. We have one pasuk that exempts you, you can't pay your way out of Golos. And we have one pasuk that you can't pay your way out of something that could be a carbon chatas. And we have one pasuk that exempts you, that tells you you're not allowed to pay your way. Really, we have four pasukim here. If you're counting at home, we have four pasukim. One pasuk says you can't pay your way out of a regular chi of misa. The next pasuk says you can't pay you out of a chi of gullus. And the third pasuk says you can't pay your way out of a chi of misa that's nitan shigigaso lekapara with carbon chatas. And the fourth pasuk is you can't pay your way out of a chi of misa that even if you had you done it b'shogeg, like it was derech yirida, you would have gone to galus. Even such a lower level chiyuv misa b'shamayim, you're not allowed to pay your way out of that as well. Okay, we're sort of in a little bit in the middle here, but we're going to stop here. And be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, I don't yet know when I'm going to learn Daf Lamed Ches, when I'm going to record Daf Lamed Ches, but hopefully by the time you're finished with Shabbos, you'll have Daf Lamed Ches in your WhatsApp. And Lamed Tes, which is Sunday. So, I don't know exactly when I'm going to do that, but hopefully we'll do it at some point. I mean, I'm going to learn it over Shabbos, both of them, but I'm not sure when I'm going to record it, because I have a lot going on. We got Motzi Shabbos, we got a Kumsitz till 1 in the morning Friday, we got a Tish till 1 in the morning, Kumsitz till 1 in the morning, and then I'm flying. My flight is at 7:15 on Sunday afternoon. So I'm landing in New York around midnight on Sunday night. So hopefully Sunday morning, Be'ez Hashem. Monday morning, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in person. Everyone should have a gevaldige Shabbos.